Now the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories.
Today, our word is hello. The word hello probably is used more often than any other word in the United States. Americans use it again and again. Where did the word come from? There are all kinds of ideas. Some say it came from a French expression, meaning ho there. This greeting may have arrived in England during the Norman conquest in the year 1066. Ho there changed slowly over the years. The word hallo was often heard in England in the 1300s during the days of poet Geoffrey Chaucer. 200 years later, in William Shakespeare's time, hallo had become halloo, and sailors and hunters used sounds like holo and halloa. A Brooklyn College professor, Alan Koenigsberg, reported that he had found the true story behind the word hello. He said American inventor Thomas Edison created it. Professor Koenigsberg said that at first Edison used the word halloo when working on his sound recording machine, the phonograph. Later, when Edison became interested in the telephone, he changed the word. Professor Koenigsberg offered evidence for his idea. He discovered a letter written by Thomas Edison in 1877 to a businessman in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh was about to get a telephone system. In the letter, Edison proposed using the word hello. He said it was a word that could be heard clearly when beginning to speak on the telephone. Thomas Edison did not invent the telephone. Alexander Graham Bell did. Bell wanted people to use a different word when they began speaking on the telephone. He liked the word sailors used to communicate with another ship, ahoy. Edison's word, however, proved more popular. It was a shorter and better way of saying, are you there? Or, are you ready to talk? By the late 1880s, telephone operators were called hello girls. In fact, that expression appeared in Mark Twain's story, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. A man who worked in Thomas Edison's laboratory, Francis Yale, also reported that Edison created the word hello. In 1907, Mr. Yale said, the president of a telephone and telegraph company told this story. One day, Edison lifted the telephone receiver and shouted a most satisfying word, hello, and that word has gone clear around the world.
This VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories, was written by Marilyn Cristiano. Morris Joyce was the narrator. I'm Shirley Griffith.